Blog Talk Radio.
Look back down to the years I have to shed. So
Good morning. God's grace. He's made it this far. His grace and mercy. He can put you through some heartache, some pain, some sickness and health, but he still give you the grace and allow you to still be here. God's grace. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Not Tuesday. Yes, sir. Okay. I just want to thank God this morning. I have a special prayer request this morning for one of my friends over there on that bat line. And I don't even know his real name. I just know his money. He just wants. I was talking to him before the show, and he's waiting on a kidney transplant, and he lost his sister last year to the COVID, and me and him just had a good conversation about this, and he just prayed for him and his family. We call him Big Money over there, and when we start praying, we're gonna put a prayer in for him and his family. Reverend Henry. You can sit back today now if you need to now. I'm just glad to be here.
Amen.
Glad to be here.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning,
Reverend Brian.
Good morning.
Always give thanks to God, you know, like Brother Nunder was saying, you know, you never know the season or anybody when they might need the Lord, you know. And I've just been taught, man, and this might not work in nowhere else. That's why I like to make this claim, because people have a wrong intent sometimes when they think about things when you be saying it. But, man, this is what we call over here is God's plan. And we really believe in God's plan that we teach and preach and try to be an example that God can do anything. He will not fail. We teach and greet to tell the goodness of God. And every time I hear songs and stuff and I hear how about God's grace, you know, he allowed us to go through things. To build us, not to lift ourselves up, but to lift him up. You know, I thank God for the opportunity for you guys to let me to even be a part of y'all over here, because I really believe it didn't have to be so. I thank God for the opportunity I would be in fellowship with the saints. You know, I thank God for what we do. That somebody would ask one of us to pray. You know, if they just ask one of us to pray, you know, and I really believe if they believe, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I believe if they believe, God will make a way. You know, and I really believe that. I really believe that bottom of my heart, brothers and sisters, Brother Dare, Reverend, whoever is listening to me, I really believe if they believe, God will bless. And I might be wrong though. Do you believe that, brothers?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir. He said, I know. He said, just keep me and my family in prayer. He said, I know that I've been listening to you and talking to you, and he said, I respect you. I didn't mind that. He said, I can't do nothing respect you. You hadn't got out of line with me, he said. He said, remember that name that Flop be calling you? And I said, I was going to ask you, could I call you? He said, I don't know you that well. He said, I said, I was joking when I said it. He said, no. He said, when you said you don't know me that well, he said, I took it as respect and bagged up. He said, I got to respect a man to say so. Even if he was joking, he said, because I don't know much about you, but I do know enough about you. And he asked for prayer. His name is, I can't even pronounce it, but we call him Money. He's from Chicago.
Was he from, is he from Chicago?
Yeah.
Brother Dion?
I don't see him on here yet. I got him on Facebook. I had to go over there and find it. But
you know,
Mantigo?
If you don't know the brother full name, you know, it's Teal, you know what I'm talking about? Brother, do Brother Willardall know his name? Is he on?
I think so.
Like I said, if you don't know his full name, man, you know him by his nickname. I know God knows his name.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
I believe that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, well, you know, and I'm going to tell you that we don't have to wait to no end or nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Because, man, this is what it's about, man. We don't practice this thing, man. You know, I do know we're dealing with a subject in Revelation. You're not going to get a lot of amens in it. I'm just going to tell you that.
Right.
Only time you're going to hear about amen and Revelation, we're not going to leave you, brother. No, we're going to go to that prayer. And anybody that knows about Revelation, once you get to know the Lord, once you understand God, Revelation is a good thing. All it is, you won't be surprised, Brother Darren. You already know it was speaking about it before we even went to see his face, because we're going to see his face. So I want to tell you, we're going to get back into that, but we can always do prayer, man. We can always pray for one another, you know what I'm talking about? Even the brother, private, I don't know if he ever been over here, but I do know for him saying that means Reverend, he got to know the Lord. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Nobody called for prayer and don't know the Lord. I pray to just believe that. Is I wrong, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
I think you said you might be sick. Can you talk a little bit? Darrell, can you help us out?
Yes, sir.
Did you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
If somebody asking for prayer, they got to know God, man. You don't ask for prayer. We're going to see in this lesson what I'm talking about. But there's going to be some people out there trying to mislead the people. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something. Your security is in God. And I'm going to say this again. Your security is in God. It's not in now one of us on this phone. But God allowed us to be up front. But your hope should be in God. Your faith should be in God. I love God. You know I love God so much? Because I know, man, I've just been taught this, man. I might be dead wrong. Somebody can hit me with this and hit me. If I've been doing all this wrong, thinking this, man, I really believe I woke up because of God. I mean, I woke up. I got to testify for Eric. I can't testify for Brother Darren. You know, I can use his testimony, but that's his blessing. God gave him that. Who would have thought Brother Darren, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, you'd be in the situation you're in right now? You know what I'm talking about? It could have been way worse than that.
Yes.
Even though it was worse. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But I still believe, Reverend Henry, God cover us. He's not stupid. It's nothing medication can stop the transition. When God said it is time, it is time. It is time, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
So God has been letting us stay here for a reason. So let's maximize the time that we're here, man. Hold your grandbabies. Hold your kids. Tell somebody you love them. Quit being so mad all the time. Smile sometimes. You know, I know it'd be some tough times. Trust me, Eric get mad. Eric get mad too. You know, Eric gets real mad sometimes. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Brother Darren, get real mad. So frustrated too. You know what I'm talking about? But I tell you what, I don't let a day go by without telling God, forgive me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Forgive
That's
me.
Right.
We got to get it right, man. God would not hear a prayer if a person said that, like, watch this, let me make it more plain to you, that you saying that you want God to come in and bless your life. As soon as you get up, you get back and do everything you pray for. You know, Rev, you got to ask God for some strength in these times today. You got to ask God for some strength. And sometimes you get in a situation you don't need to be in. You know what I'm talking about? And you know you don't need to be in there. And your mind and your heart knows that I don't supposed to be here. But some kind of way we find ourselves in there. So I want to tell y'all this morning, prayer is a central. Is that a good word? Is that a good word?
Mm-hmm.
A central.
Yes, sir.
It's a central. You can't wake up in the morning and go a whole day and say you love God and don't pray. You might forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't gonna lie. You might forget, but somewhere down the line, you might be like me. You might not be like one of someone got to say the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You might not want to get there. You might not want to be like the deacon, pray for 40 minutes, 30 minutes. You might not want to do all that. You might want to just say, Lord, have mercy. That's a prayer. That's a form of a prayer. Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
That's a form of a prayer. You want to sound like nobody. All you got to do is have a sincere heart. And I guarantee when that brother asked Nutter to pray for him, not saying that he, you know, brother Nutter, one day he was, you know, he feel like brother Nutter can get a prayer through. I want to say this here, for him just saying the words out of his mouth, will you pray for me? God heard his prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He made the words go before God. Oh, help me, because he took a conscious, look what it said, God conscious heart and mind, and said, I need prayer. And God heard it. I know I'm right about it. People just don't know. We've been around. We're going to get back, and we're going to go to the left, because that right there touched me, because Brother Nunn is, you know, and he called Brother nickname, and Brother Nunn wouldn't let him, and he called over here, and he found out he's pretty good dude. So, but I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. If y'all don't mind, can I read out the Bible? And then we can pray and get back in this lesson. Can I read this here? This is Isaiah. This is Isaiah. And y'all been there with me, right? 65. It said, it should come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. That's us.
Yeah.
That's us. Everybody on this line right now, before you eat and call. That's why we got to teach it, Reverend. That's why we got to teach it, Brother Darrell. We got to tell them. We got to preach. We got to let them know that you have this same essence, no matter what title is on your name. You have this. You might not be a PhD. Oh, man. You might not have a master's or bachelor's degree. You might not be a preacher. But I'm going to tell you, it never said that God said that you can only come at this time. Now, it was a time you had to go to the priest. But you don't have to go to the priest today. He broke the veil. he broke the veil. But I'm going to tell you something. The reason why we do go to him is because we really believe that man of God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, can get a prayer through. He's supposed to be. He's supposed to be the one you can go to and get a prayer through. You know why? Because he should be the one standing in between you and God at all times. Because if he's a shepherd, I'm using words right. If he's a shepherd, I'm using the real right. If he's a shepherd, he's going to guide you to God, and he's going to be in the Word and constantly praying and reading God's Word. So you can come and get some encouragement. So I'm going to say this, Reverend. I'm going to be quiet when I say this. Do y'all have anything to say before we get in? You don't have to be in no or here. If you got something to say on that, please say something, man.
You're
right there. I don't know if y'all, who all over, are they on the phone?
I witness to that. That's true, because you wouldn't ask for something that you didn't believe.
That's it.
That it could come true, you know, and that's hope. And in that hope, that's faith. And that's how we please God. We please God when we move in faith.
Yes.
On your, you feel like you don't have nothing, you know, that substance, you're hoping for something, but in that hope, you believe it. If you just ask of the Lord within yourself, sometimes you need to go beyond yourself and ask others. Hey, you know, I know the Lord wants us to pray as well, but sometimes you get in a situation, you feel like, man, I need some help in this. You know, let me ask for prayer.
Yes.
Let me ask for prayer. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Brother Dev, where you're talking now, but I want to say this here, because I don't want nobody to, I want to make sure everybody be able to get their, because we want to encourage the people, man. I don't want nobody to think it just come one way, you know, one mile. We even though you hear the voice, we do. I believe we all want a core over here. I believe that we all believe in the same thing. We believe in God. We believe in, we don't have no shout out that he sent his son down. I just truly believe in that. The reason why I'm taking my time to even try to come in today with this word, I want you to know that you, if you need prayer right now, we'll pray right now. We don't have to wait till the end of the night. We can do it right now. If you need prayer, you know, somebody, you don't, we don't have to rush it or nothing.
Yeah. Brother Eric, in that, I want a special prayer for my family as well, and anyone is affected with this corona, this virus or sickness, any kind of sickness. My wife's niece worked at Walmart. She was tested positive yesterday, Kimberly Crockett. And they're actually talking about shutting the city down because the cases are increasing so quick in just Meridian. It's like a 70-80% increase in the last week. And my friend, my name is Mantigo Peloton. Mantigo Peloton. And that's money, real name. But he's
Tingo,
he's lost his
money. That's why he said money. Right?
Yeah,
because you know everybody can't pronounce it. Yeah, okay.
Right. He's on a wait list for a kidney. He's on a wait list for a kidney, and he told me just pray for him and his family. He had two knee replacements last year, and he just prayed for him because. He said, I need it. We need it. We all need it. So, it just, like I say, it just, I think people are not facing the facts of it right now. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and pray. Get over here in a quiet spot. Well, Heavenly Father, we come to you today. Ask for thanksgiving for you to forgive us. Just thank you for being God Almighty. Money, just my friend Money asked me to pray for him as well. God, I just want you to just look over everyone that's going through this sickness, this virus, and anyone on here that's sick. Father God, I just want you to just look over my family, my friends, and just protect us, God. You know the beginning and the end. You know what's going to outcome all this. God, just be God Almighty. We just lift you up. So you can just, we want to see you one day. God, just thank you, Lord. Just thank you for being the Lord Almighty. God, without you, we can't do none of this. We can't do any of it. You know our mindset. God, I need prayer. We all need prayer. God, you say by the grace and mercy that you have gave us by sending your son. God, just thank you for being God Almighty. As Monday, my friend asked me for prayer this morning. It did something to me, and I don't know. It's just for him to come to me, which I know I need it just the way he thought of me. God, just watch over him. He told me, just like I told him, we're scared. I'm scared. And they say with faith, though, we shouldn't be scared, but sometimes, God, we get a little weak. You know, God, just continue to just blessing us and allowing us to stay in your grace. God, just thank you. Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You already prayed.
Yeah.
You already prayed. We thank God for you stepping in on and blessing us today, you know, with your strength, you know. You know, I still believe, you know, you when we're talking to the Lord, you know, and sometimes, especially as we try to start this race out, you know, we find out, why did they come to us? You know, why did they do this? I told Reverend, you know, some personal things about me. I said, why me, you know? I don't feel like I should deserve to even get this, you know. And I've been preaching for a long time, brother. And I said, why? And I hear what you said, why? But I know God don't make no mistake. That's why. You know, God don't make. But it keeps us humble, brother Nutty. It keeps us humble. You know, because one thing about it, when you thought of first thing you did, there's a form, brother Darrell. That is a form of humility. That is a form of humility, and that that's why God sent him to you. Because you ain't gonna be in you ain't gonna look at it like you did something so good. You this renowned speaker, you this powerful guy, you know what I'm talking about. you was humble enough to know, say, Lord, man, I need more bread than you need. That's how you look at yourself. You know, but God said, no, I'm gonna use you. Because he wanna build our faith, brothers. He wanna build our faith. It's impossible, my brothers and sisters, to be over here and don't change. I know some of y'all go back and forth, you know what I'm talking about, but it's impossible to be enlightened in God's word and remain the same. Matter of fact, if you can leave here and go do something and change your whole course of mind, brother, you might need to sit down for a minute and let God say, Lord, I want to do right, Lord, but it's sometimes almost like the old movie. Y'all remember that movie Scarface? Oh, that might be Godfather. That might be Godfather, huh? When he got in the kitchen one day, he wanted to get out, you know. He said, every time I tried to get, they put me right back in it. You know, y'all remember that old movie? Somebody may catch that later on. You know, don't let nobody put you in that situation to draw you back to you call your old man. It should be dead, you know what I'm talking about? So I want to say this here, brother, that was God giving you some, letting you know that he's with you, man. He's with you, and someone sees something in you, and that's why the brother came to you like that, you know. And I thank God for your strength, man, because we need this in this time, man. And what you saying about this corona, it ain't no joke. This is what the end of this lesson is going to show you. The end of this lesson is going to show you that corona, whatever they want to call it, COVID-19 and chronos and chromos, and they can put all kind of names on it. Nothing catch God by surprise. Nothing. He will allow it to happen. You remember Brother Darren and Reverend? So I guess y'all don't want to open, but you remember how he gave it to Job. He said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" He told him, "Say, have you considered him?" He said, "I've been going to and fro and trying to see who I could devour." He said, "But have you considered my conception?" And he gave him some props. Then he said, "A righteous man."
That's what he said.
You know, he said, "Yeah, but if you just pull off that what, Reverend? If you just pull off that hedge of protection on them, if you just take it off them, I guarantee you, I have them cussing your face." He said,
"That's what
they have a conversation now." He said, "I tell you what, you have everything, but it's so. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So why fear a man? Why fear a man who could take only just the body? That's all he can do. What we should fear is the one who can harm the body and the soul." Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
We learned yesterday that he he's going to separate us, brother Darren. He's going to have some of us going to what? Heaven? And we have others going to what? To that pit that's going to burn forever. And ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever. Think about forever. That you somebody can't get it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That you can't lose there from. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with most of us, now that we know our Lord. Lord, we come with your word up upon high that you send down on this earth that we can live by, Lord, that we can put in our heart, Lord, even if we fall, that we'll find some encouragement. Let us get on back up and start this race, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your strength, Lord. We thank you for your love, Lord. We know, Father God, that this that we try to do this thing Monday through Friday, Lord. Some of us got some sickness going on, Lord, but you keep letting us come out, Lord. Some of us on our jobs, and you keep letting us come out, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, always have someone here to be able to come and teach and preach your word, Lord, to your people, Lord. Even if it's the one that just be there, they might be the only one on the phone, Lord. Let it be, Father God, for your lifting of the kingdom, Lord. Lord, we ask you to open up the word, Lord. Teach your word today, Lord. Preach your word today, Lord. Let it be, Father, along some ears that want to get closer to thee, Lord. Lord, put it in their heart, Father God. Time is getting so short, Lord. There's some days that we're not having like we used to have, Lord. So, Lord, bless today, Lord. Move in your word, Lord. Show understanding there, Lord. Move and move any slopeless there, Lord. Folks coming in and doing what they want to and stepping out, Lord. Let them know that, Father God, time is getting short, Lord. Let it be through the word that touch the heart of man. Say, I want to live and follow you all my days, Lord. Let it touch someone's heart. Say, Lord, I want to get back on the road again, Lord. Let it be, Lord, the one say, I want to tell somebody about the goodness of God. Let it put it in their hearts today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, move lies out of the way, Lord. Move people to lying and trying to behoove your people, Lord. Trying to get accepted by lies, Lord, because that's the adversary is getting out there and trying to trick people, Lord. So, Lord, let it be for realness in your days on the last days. Like it is today, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Be with the teacher, Lord. Be with the preach word today, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, as you try to convey the word, Lord. If anyone participates, Lord, we ask you for let it be with your grace, Lord. Lord, we ask you always this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
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 You know we got this book. We call Revelation again. We got the book. If anyone you want to follow along in it, it's in chapter 13. If God's will, I believe we could be through with this chapter, right? If it be his will, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been enjoying myself. I truly have enjoyed myself because we didn't read it, but every time you read something special like this here, it get more fruitful and fruitful. What I mean by that is like you can just eat off of this thing, and you eat off of it, and then and I'm going to tell you something, just like old David said, my cup running over. My cup is running over, man. Because I tell you what, just to know the goodness of God, what he already gave the plans. See, nobody ain't gonna be over here and say they don't know now. They ain't going to be the one to say they didn't hear it, you know. You're going to get before the Lord. He said, I remember on this day and this time that you were on this place and this ministry, and they were talking about dust, and you mean to tell me? You're going to be like, I think it's going to be an interview, brother. Yeah, I tell you, I pray with me. I thank him, brothers. I thank him for the Holy Spirit, brother. I thank him for what he already done with his lesson, because he did this before we was even created. Look what he says
That's
over here.
Right. That's right.
We over here, and we're dealing with this. We're gonna deal with this transition of this beast we call the Antichrist, and he gonna need some help, Reverend. He gonna get some help, Brother Darrell. He gonna get some help. Yes, sir. He gonna get some help.
Yeah.
And watch this. Watch what this says right here. Where we at? 13 and 11. 13 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna read it all the way down to the 18. But we're gonna try to do verse by verse. Watch this here. Revelation 13:11. It says here, he said, that's what he said now. That who was I, y'all? John. Don't forget this. John wrote this book. God gave John this vision. Beheld another beast coming out of the earth. Now watch this now. And had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We found out it was a beast come out of what? The sea.
Uh-huh.
The beast had what? Seven heads. And look at this beast's head. He had some horns on his head. He had 10 horns on it. And we saw one of them was wounded, We learned about that early, but now this one coming after what? The earth. So that's mm-hmm. telling me, Reverend, it's gonna be one of it's gonna be somebody amongst the earth. That means on what we have right now. It's gonna be coming to rule the mass of people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And we believe now y'all don't have to y'all pray with me. Just stay with me. We believe this is gonna be a prophet. A false prophet at that. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a religious leader. He's going to be a religious leader. And he's going to be trying his best, help me, Holy Spirit, to persuade the people to go to this, we call this one government, Brother Darren. He's going to be trying his best. And he's going to be, and he's going to have the highest, he's going to be second to the highest office in the world. You know what I'm talking about? See, he's going to have us thinking that what he's saying, we need to follow this one religion, one government. Is I'm right about it, brothers? He's going to have everybody looking at this guy because he's going to have a powerful, he's going to be so powerful, that but he's going to be trying to change us and let us do what? Believe in him. So how he gonna do that? Cause one time we had a scripture, right? I believe that scripture still good. He said we gonna be out there. It's gonna be like wolves, right? It's gonna be sheep with wool clothing, right? They gonna have sheep on the inside. They gonna be a wolf. I know I said it right, you know, because God gonna let us see that wolf with that sheep cover, right? You know why I said it like that there? Because we have a spiritual eye.
Oh,
Yeah, we have a spiritual eye. Yeah, we know the scripture says that sheep, we cover what? A wolf covered with sheep clothes. But we know it's going to be a wolf because God's going to let us hear the voice. God's going to let us hear the spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So this false prophet is coming down, coming off the earth. He's going to rule. Oh, help me. And when he speaks this dragon, see, when you hear the dragon, it comes with authority, my brothers and sisters. It comes with boldness. And it's going to be so much power. You know how y'all get when y'all hear somebody preach or teach, and y'all get to hollering and clapping because you hear the charismatic of his expedition, how he conveyed the word. We get to holler and say, oh, I just love my pastor. I love it. You know, we hear it. You know what I'm talking about? But then we don't.
Yeah.
If the pastor teaching and preaching, right, he turns you back to Jesus because what's going through him and what's working through him is Jesus. I said it right. Oh, I know I said it right. But this person, he gonna look like a lamb. He gonna appear before him because he got these two little horns. You know, he gonna look these little two horns he got on his head, brother. He gonna look like a little lamb. You know, he's going to look like he'll be approachable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's going to look like he's going to be so easy to be able to talk to. He's going to be so innocent, harmless.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be meek. He's there to deceive the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I said, again, don't get this twisted. This beast is going to be a spokesman for the Antichrist. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I said, brother? This person coming out the ground, this prophet, is going to be a spokesman for the Antichrist. And you and I should know today, right today, Reverend, we should know the between God and a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, see that? Because he said, my sheep, he's a shepherd now, the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my sheep should know my voice.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing, we're trying so hard. Yeah. I know every minister, every pastor, every teacher, everybody to love God, try their hardest to tell somebody to hear the word of God. Read the word of God. Get in the word of God. So when you come across somebody think they slick, can I say it like that, yo? You come across somebody think they can mess you up with the words come out their mouth. You'll know it because you know the word. Brother D told us that now. The Bible said, study it. But it said, go and study yourself unto God. A workman should not be ashamed. For what? Rightly by the word.
Rightly by the word. True.
When you get this, you don't have to have me there. The Holy Ghost will teach you. But I tell you what, why we there, because he said, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He put a call in our life to do what we do right now. We put a picture somewhere down the line. You need somebody to, maybe you don't understand it, to open it up so you can understand it, so you won't be what, I like this word, Brother Darrell, behooved. You know that word means, Brother Darrell, that you will be, somebody won't fool you. You know what I'm talking about? And I got to do
yeah.
this, man. I'm going to hear you up, y'all. He's still in verse one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still in verse one. Hey, Brother Darrell. don't get mad at me, man. I'm going to move a little bit. But I wanted to do this here because we got to get some clarity, because this beast, I mean, this other being coming from the earth is going to be a form of a religious leader. And when
That's
he comes,
right,
he's going to deceive the people. Oh, I can't get no
That's
faster
right.
than this one here.
That's
why
right.
did I say
That's
that, brother? Because he knows that he can just come as a form of a dragon. Oh, here be Holy Spirit. He can come as a form of, like when Eve see the serpent, he had to come another way now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He had to come another way. He had to be so that when he could push his religion, push his agenda, he had to come like one of us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh,
nah,
help me.
That's
he
right.
had to come like one of us. So he had to change your mindset by looking at him in a natural eye. So let me help you spiritually pray. When you're hearing somebody and you don't understand it, pray. If it feel like if it's right, pray. You know, I want you to pray with me right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Dale, I want you to pray right now that the word come out of my mouth, it be of God. Oh, it's acceptable and pleasing of him.
Yeah.
Because I feel by my heart that this old prayer lips I got, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. These prayer lips, this voice you hear, can violently say something wrong. Oh, Lord, I'm honest, baby.
Yeah,
I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
We open this prayer list long enough, we might say something wrong. But prayerfully, if you pray for me, prayerfully, if you're on the center core, well, I'm standing very well, did you know what? That God will be done through the lesson. That's why I want to say this just a little bit. Can I say this again? That beast, look what it says, will be speaking as a dragon. His voice will betray us. Watch this. He gonna reveal himself. How did he reveal himself as a false prophet? Because we know Jesus. We got Jesus down in our heart. So once you have down Jesus down in your heart, when somebody come contrary, oh help me, Holy Spirit. When someone come sounding like tinkling, sounding brass, oh help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody come by and give you that candy, you'll know who it is. Oh, him. Oh,
yeah.
You know who he is. Because you've been in the Word. You've been washed in the Word. So somebody can't come up to you. You don't have to call old Eric. You don't have to call Brother Darrell. You don't have to call Reverend. You don't have to call sisters and brothers. You can say, Lord, I know this ain't you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you there, brother. I'm standing verse 1, y'all. Verse 11.
Yes,
you know why? Because if we go by that too fast, you ain't going to understand the whole lesson. You're not going to understand the whole lesson. Because verse 11, it sets up it props up the whole lesson right now. Because the devil is going to come through this false prophet, and he's going to be amongst us. You remember how they prophesied? He said it's going to be one amongst you come to be the Messiah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, teach this night.
Yes,
he said it's going to be one of y'all. It's going to be somebody. They've been taught this, Reverend. They've been taught this, Brother Sam. They've been taught it's going to be somebody amongst you come up and reign. We already know who that is, so we know the end of the story. And that who it was? Jesus. He came, humble, like Brother Nutty was doing a while ago. He came humble. Yeah, you supposed to always stay humble. Don't never stick your head like you done made it. I don't care how long we've been on this journey. When you soon to put yourself up there so high, oh help me, Holy Spirit, God gonna break you down. He gonna break you down that you call on him. He gonna make it show that he be the only one be lifted and not us. Oh help me, Holy Spirit. So why I say this? Listen to me. Make sure I'm getting this right. Y'all can hear me, brother. You can break it any time. He had two horns like a lamb. He didn't say it like a dragon or nothing. He said like a lamb. So you look at a lamb, he said when you see, you like to see an innocent animal. I got to teach
that's
you.
That's right.
I'm going to get out of here, y'all. But the reason why
that's
I'm saying
right.
this is because I want you to know from my heart that the Word of God is opening right now. He's stretching it right now, Brother Dale. He's opening
it. Yeah.
He's not misunderstood. You can't misunderstand
yeah.
as slow as we're trying to give it to you right now. We're trying to tell you, you're looking
yeah.
at a lamb. I mean, it actually, you're looking at an animal that you can cuddle, you can hold. This is this type of person is going to be symbolic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As a metaphor, can I say that?
Yeah.
Can I say that? You're looking at that type of person. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So watch how we push on with this here. Watch how we push on with this. And he said, and speaking as a dragon. Remember we said again, he going to betray you. He going to reveal it. He going to reveal and not being a prophet of God. He going to be a false prophet. Now, can we go a little farther? And his words going to be of Antichrist and not Jesus. He going to be speaking lies and not speaking the truth. He going to speak of not of God. He going to be speaking of the government of Antichrist. He going to speak of not for the people. He going to speak up for a civil power. He going to promote false policy of the Antichrist and not the policy of the Bible that you read. He going to be deceiving the one because he going to be so charismatic. Now I'm going to get out of here now.
Right.
So believe this is a known religious leader. Can I go farther?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to believe this is known as a religious leader. Now watch this here. And he will exercise all the power of the first beast before him. And cause the earth and them that which dwell therein worship. Here we go, y'all. The first beast. You hear what I'm saying, man? Can I read it again? Did I get that twisted down?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, he said he would exercise all the power, don't get that wrong,
all the power
of the first beast before him and cause the earth, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and them that which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now, I got to get something to help me with this, Brother Darren. He said, now, I got some evidence.
Yeah.
this first beast. Then he got to be somebody, Brother Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Dan, he got to be somebody. What evidence he got? He was healed. He was dead, and now he's alive. Cause we found out one of the heads was wounded, right? And wounded up to death, and he was healed, and what came back to life. So he was mortal, and he came back, and now he could show his face that he's been what? Touched by God. Oh, he'll be old. So you can trust in him, brother. You can trust in him. Trust in all my brothers and sisters. You can trust in this person here. So I'm gonna push it hard that you can believe in him. That's what that Antichrist is going to do. So you can worship him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And we learned about something over there the other day, didn't we? About that worshiper. Didn't we learn that? Well, who's going to be worshiping him? Who's going to be worshiping him? Let's go back to verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't mind? He said, if they that worship the dragon, which gave the power unto the beast, if they should worship the beast, saying, who is he like the, what, unto the beast? Who is able to, what,
able to make
war with him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, who going to be like him? Who going to be, this is what the Antichrist is going to be on, who going to be coming up among us off the earth, going to be pointing us back to him, because he's been delivered, he's been healed. Man, you can follow him. You can lean to understand and trust him. We can all get on the same accord with him. So now he's trying to set it up, my brothers and sisters. But only person going to be worshiping this thing, can I go down to verse 8? You don't mind? And all that dwell upon the earth. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
To worship him, whose names are not, that's why I'm in the book, y'all, written in the book of life of Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. I'm in the book, y'all.
Yeah.
That's the worst. That's what he's trying to transition us to do. That's what he got to be a prominent speaker, a man, right? Watch this. You know he had to be a prominent leader, a leader of the people, because look how he be so charismatic with it that you can even listen to him. His root has to be Christian because he know how to tell the story. Oh, help me, old man. He ministered as a prophet because he know how to tell the story. You know, he know how to lay it out and represent like he's a lamb of God. Oh, help me, old man. He's on the show, so I don't know but one way to do it. Can I say it again? He wants you to notice that he got power.
Yeah.
He wants you to know that. See, some of us got to see things. I told Reverend, there's some things we God allowed us to do. He said, blessed is the man, Brother Dale, have not seen. Oh, help me, old man. Hey, can you believe and have not seen? This is what's happening right here. You're going to have to believe and have seen it. Somebody said, man, that sounds so crazy. Let me tell you something. There are some things that happened in our life. It didn't happen because we know. It happened because of God's grace. It happened because God showed it to us because of his love, how he covered
That's
us.
Right.
And it unfolded, and then we said, man, how did this happen? Because of his love. Then once you get in closer to his love, you'll know it came from God. You'll start saying, how did this happen? You'll start saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because he revealed it to you with his love. And watch this here. There's a thing we saw right now that we call trick. It'll trick you if you don't listen carefully how someone trying to convey God's word. Well, I'm going to tell you this here. If a person teaching and preaching God's word is not bringing up Jesus Christ,
That's right.
It's not showing you Jesus Christ is Lord. Brother, you better search that ministry, because if he go a whole sermon and not mention Jesus, he go a whole lesson and not mention Jesus, brother, you're in the wrong house. Because we believe that over this way, that he's the mediator, the advocate between us and God. So how can you go? I know they're trying to say it's more than one way to get to God. I'm going to tell you it ain't but one way.
Right.
Can I say that again? I'm wrong.
Right.
Y'all pray for me. It ain't but one way, and that's through who?
That's right.
Jesus Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Reverend. The scripture says, look what it says again. Is that he that do a great wonders and said that he makes fire come down from heaven. Let me make sure we tie this all together. And he that exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them that dwell therein worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he that do great wonders so that that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. Look what he said, and deceive them by the dwelling of the earth, by the meaning of those miracles, Brother Darrell, which he had, look what he said, had the power to do in the sight of the beast. Look what he said, saying to them that dwell on the earth, I like this poem, that they should make what? An image, oh, here we go, y'all, to the what? To the beast, which has the wound by the sword and did live. Hey, going somewhere now. I got to put this other one with y'all, if y'all don't mind. I got to put verse 15. And he that has the power, giving life, here we go, y'all, unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should, what, both speak and cause of many as would not worship the image of the beast shall be killed. We finna go somewhere, y'all. We set it up, y'all. You got to worship this image. We learned the other day, Brother Dale. We learned the other day, God got tired of Nineveh. You remember that? Over there, home. He got tired of them. He sent He sent
Brother John.
Jonah over there and told Jonah to go over there and preach to the people. Jonah didn't want to do it. Jonah got in the what? The boat. Y'all remember the story. Jonah got in the boat. He said, man, I'm not going there because God, if I go there, God's going to heal and deliver these people. And these people I don't want these people to do what, Brother Dale? I don't want them to repent. Look how they've been so bad again. Look how evil they are. Look at what they're worshiping. Look how they're doing over there. And Jonah got in the boat. And see, I'm going to go to Tarshish. I'm not going that way. I ain't going to Nineveh. That's what he did, right? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And what did he do, Rev? He got in there and he went to sleep and the ship with the rocket. It was getting so bad that people couldn't navigate. They couldn't navigate the ship. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They were going all over the place, man. The man of God down there asleep. All this. and they woke him up. They said, man, we're about to perish. And they started throwing those stuff off the boat, trying to make sure he could calm this boat down. He said, if you just throw me over. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you just put me over, it'll stop. That's what he said, isn't it? Is that in the book, y'all? He said, mm-hmm. it was stopped. Mm-hmm. And then know what happened, Reverend? He said, they looked at him. He said, we can't do that. They don't even see you right. Throwing you over the boat. Look how this weather is out here. Look how this storm is. And he said, put me over there. I end up stopped. And they did. Finally, they took him and they did. And God gave him the first submarine. He was the first one we call a submarine carry over to the land in 3 days, right? 3 days.
mm-hmm.
3 days. He took him and dropped him and spit him on the land. Look what happened. Now, I'm leaving the book, y'all. I ain't adding to it. I sure ain't taking nothing away from it. And then what he did, he looked at him, and God told him, he said, I want you to go to Nineveh. And look at him. He still had something in mind, but God took that journey that he took and took it and made it do a one-day journey to get over there to Nineveh. And he knew when God get him over there, God was going to be merciful. God was going to have a heart for the people and allow them to repent and allow them to change their ways. Oh, heaven. That's why we can't give up nobody. We can't be that strong within our heart to say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not. Brother, somebody didn't. God didn't give up on us. And I'm glad my mother didn't give up on me. I'm glad she didn't just leave me out, just stop praying for me. She probably wanted to knock me out. But she kept praying for us, Brother Dad. You know what happened? God did that thing. God did. He forgave them people. And 100 years later, they did it again. They went back the same place. This is what he's talking about him. This is what this beast is finna get control of us right now. The Antichrist is using this religious leader to preach and teach us that we need to worship this image God. Make him an image of him and worship him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in the book.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna show his that he got to be somebody, Reverend. They keep going back to that man was wounded, and now he's healed.
Mm-hmm.
They want to let you know we got evidence here, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
we got evidence that this man here, we can follow him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We can follow this government because they got the power. You know what I'm talking about? The brother was dead, now he's alive. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it behoove you. All it is some chaotic when he's going to put it on the land. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
example of this, they're trying to put us back into the old Romans. They're trying to take us back to how it was just one government. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to take us back to all the nations come under the one umbrella and one ruler and this one, and then he's going to have this second command. It's going to be this religious leader, and he's going to take us to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But I've learned us ain't going to be there. Can I say it again? Us is not going to be there. You know why I know that? Because the ones who are written in the book of life would not be worshiping another man, another statue.
That's right.
Only by we're going to be worshiping who? Is God, the creator of what?
Mm-hmm.
Heavens and earth. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit.
Right. Because we found out he is the what? A jealous God. Oh, help me with this. We found out, watch this, we want to be, y'all remember this, what I said? We want to be a true believer. A true believer is loyalty to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a false.
Yes, that's right.
That means even if it's not going in your, like Brother Nutter was saying earlier, it might not go in our favor. You know, I don't feel like I'm worthy for the brother to even come to me. That's the kind of God, that's the kind of people God want to use. Because he knows that he's spoken himself towards God. Because a lot of us don't need to know that we need to go before the Lord humble. What is that? Is that right about it? We want to go before him humble.
Right.
Even when Jesus prayed to God, he was humble to him. He didn't go before God and demand something. He came to him humble for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't go to him like, I even though I know I'm your son, but I want you to do this for me, Lord. So he went to him humble. Is that right about it, brother? Same way
that's
that
right.
we should
that's
worship
right.
him. Because this thing I'm talking about, you think the Holocaust was bad. You think that was bad? It's going to be worse than that when he get through what he get through. Because he's going to have a lot following him in that way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know, you heard about it, but a true believer will always stay strong. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, what you talking about? When I say strong, I'm talking about you stay with the Lord. You stay with the belief. You don't look at the circumstances like others look at it. You look at it like this here. God can't be in this situation. If God was be in this situation, my brothers and sisters, if he would be in this situation, we would not be making an image. Oh, help me teach this. We would not be making an image of a person, of a thing, of an object, and falling down in words. We know God's not in there. We've been taught not to make grave images. Is that right about it, brother?
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught to
mm-hmm.
not be looking at a statue and say, this is our God. This is a man we praise. You know, down here in Texas, they had a lot of them those statues of Mormon that you can pass by. I mean, I was going to Houston one day, River, a long time when I first saw old Sam Houston standing over there.
We know
the story about some of that stuff, right? But I want to tell you something. I'm telling you, these days, he might have been a good man. He might have did some things for certain people good. But let me tell you something. We should not make no image of no man on this earth or even things in heaven. I'm in the book, y'all. So when you see stuff like this happen, you know that's a form of an anti-grace. And it's very simple to understand what I'm talking about, not to worship this. How can you worship something that you can tear down and make it up again? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you catch that, brother? How can you worship something that if you don't like it, you can tear it down and make it up? I don't like how it nose looks, and you tear it nose off. I don't like how it long and nose is on, but I can tear it down. Boy, you can't turn God. No man, watch this now, ever seen God and live. Help me, Holy Spirit. No man can see God and live. So I'm telling you, once a man say he's seen God, I beg the difference. Because the Bible, he don't teach us lies. Man will lie. Man will come and say, I am God. I am the Messiah. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something. We know the Bible, so don't let nobody fool you. Why I stay there so long? Because look what happened here, Brother Darren. Can you help me teach this?
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened this right here. He said right here in verse 16, and he will cause all, look what it said, both small and rich, look what it said, great and rich, poor, free, bond, and to receive a mark. Is I'm still there? It's receive a mark. Is I'm still there? To receive a mark. I don't want you to miss this now. In their right hand. Watch this now. Or in their forehead. Here we go, y'all. That looks at in that no man might buy or sell, save he that have the mark. What is it now? Or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. That's the thing that's going on right here, though.
Yeah.
And look what it said. Look what it said. Now this beast. If you follow him, if you don't follow him, there's two things you won't happen, Reverend. You can't buy or sell. There's two things happen right there. That's gonna mess a lot of us up. That's why we say right now, this vaccine. Watch this now, y'all. Help me, Holy Spirit. We're seeing right now it's taking on a form of that way. But trust me, my brother and sister, it is not so.
Right.
It is not so. That this is what this is, a form of a beast, or a name, or watch this, Reverend. Watch what he said here when he said of the number of his name. Oh, heavy host.
Mm-hmm.
this is not talking about that vaccine, but it's taking on the same kind of order, you know. It's moving in the same kind of way a little bit, Reverend. So that's why we see today that we most preachers and teachers want to take his time to explain this to you. Yes, there are some things we have to get by to society today. I remember a time we didn't have a credit card. I remember time we didn't have a bank card. I remember time when you go to the job, you didn't have to put your finger down to clock in. I remember time everything you had to write it down, or you had cash in your pocket. Things are changing, right? These chips are getting in a lot of things right now. The chips is even in your driving license, your phone. You can't go nowhere. You can be found. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody can. You put that no notification of where you at. But, brother, they still can find where you at and where you at and how long you were there. You can get in an automobile now, these new automobiles, and you can do your routine route every day, and that navigation system will just pop up, Reverend. and it tell you where you're going because you're used to doing this every day at this certain time, Reverend. This is how society is doing. And we believe that we're watching them. We're praying that the adversary don't sneak himself into some of these devices that was going on right now. But we're telling you, God, the scripture's telling you right here, you can find out what's going to happen because he established this at verse 16 again. He look at it, and he called all. Now watch this, both small and great, rich and poor, free, look at it, poor, free and bond to receive, no matter who you, where you are, look what it said, a mark in their right hand, look at it now, or in their forehead. You know, some people say, well, if he's talking about all of them, he said either one of them, it's going to be in your hand or your what? Your forehead. And he said, and that no man might buy or sell. This is what's going to get a lot of us when it comes to that time. But prior to that, this is an image you have to worship. If you're not worshiping him, if you're not sold out and say that is your God and worshiping him, see, you won't fall under this. That's why he said you're going to have this mark. See, because he's trying to portray God. I believe our mark of God is in our heart. I believe Jesus Christ is on the inside of us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Once you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you will see this thing. Oh, I know I'm going to try to hurry up, y'all. I'm almost through. Look what it says here. He says right here, buy or sell. He says save. Look what it says. He that have the mark or the name of the beast. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Or the number of his name. This is what is coming in. These are the things he's going to trap us to try to do because somebody want to buy. Somebody might want to sell something. It don't matter how much money you got or how poor you are. You can't do nothing at this time when it's come, when he come and try to take over them three, what we learned earlier, Reverend, them 3 months, them 3.5 years.
Yes, sir.
3.5 years, he's going to reign. Look what he said. Here is wisdom. Here we go, y'all. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding, here we go, y'all, count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. Help me, Holy Spirit. And his name, and his number is the 666. So we look at that. That is what? 666. If you want to know something, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you really, really want to know something, what is God's number? It's 7.
Seven
is a complete number. So when you start looking up here and you see it can be in his what, Reverend? In his hand or in his forehead.
Yeah.
When you start seeing this, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you look at this and you notice it there, you know it is what? Hey, Reverend, when you know it's not of God, God ain't going to let you put yourself out like this. Everybody of God going to know that this is of the adversary. We're going to know the course that this is. It's going to be showing that the Antichrist is in here. We know that you ain't be able to buy or sell or anything. But I want to tell you that is a state of the Antichrist is taking his control at this time. But I'm going to tell you that you're going to have to make a choice. And this choice, when you make that choice, I hope you already made that choice to stay loyal. Be loyal to the Lord. Don't be loyal because I know you're going to see people get killed. You're going to see people die. You know what I'm talking about? And it's going to have a lot of us being starving. And you know, Reverend, they're going to want to flee and everything, Reverend. But let me tell you something.
Yeah,
don't run from God. Don't run from God. Stay with the Lord. Oh, I don't know what to say. And when I'm telling you something, he going to make it known to us because we going to know literally what this number is. And we going to know what it means because Scripture tells us how to count. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And we know the only incomplete number is if it's not 7, it's the 666. So if it's not 7, it's not of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at this number, you know this got to be the beast. So watch this here. Look at this thing in a spiritual sense. So when a man's spiritual, he look at it not in a corner mind. He look at it in a spiritual mind and say, I know the number. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know the number of God is complete. This is incomplete. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So how much do we look at the incomplete number and say, I can't buy, I can't sell, I need to eat, I need to do this? Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. If you just trust in the Lord, I know this ain't a good lesson for a lot of folks, because somebody said we ain't there yet. Oh yeah, we got pestilence running around now. We got people dying from corona right now. We got sickness on every hand right now. If it ain't kidney, if it ain't it ain't the heart disease. If it ain't diabetes, of what they call anxiety for mental distress, you know what I'm talking about? People killing themselves, you know what I'm talking about? These things are going on right now. These things are taking over the world right now. And I'm going to tell you, it still ain't the end. It still ain't the end. But God's getting us ready, church, not to be churlish with our first love. Stay with your first love. Don't let nobody turn away from you. You might not understand everything in the Bible. I don't either. But I tell you this here, we know a God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When a man say he know it all, watch this here. When a woman says she knows it all, let me tell you this here, Reverend. I'm going to tell you something. We don't know half of the thing that God has for what he got in store for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither it is entered into the hearts of man what God has in store for him. We know a little
thing, right?
We try our best to bring much as we know, but brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you with this verse, if y'all don't mind. And this is going to be it for me, Rev. I'm over in Isaiah. Can you go with me for a minute? I'm going to go with Isaiah 55. I'm going to be through with you, brothers and sisters. I want you to know. Don't be persuaded because you see the things that are going on in life that you can't buy and sell. You heard about the end of time. You hear about we call eschatology, which is set up that you can't buy and sell when they come up with this vaccine now. Certain places you can't get out of town. Brother Nunn just said they might be trying to go back on lockdown over there where he is. You know what I'm talking about? You know it's getting tough when they want to cut the money off. You know it's getting tough when they want to cut the money off. Well, watch this here. Watch this here, verse 55 and 8. He said, my thoughts, Reverend Henry, are not your thoughts, Reverend, Reverend Brian. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Higher than your ways. And my thoughts, look what he said, than thy thoughts. I want to stop there for a reason, because I want you to know, I'm not saying we don't love the Lord. I'm not saying we're not trying our best to follow God. I'm not saying that we're making mistakes time out of time. I'm telling you, we know a whole lot, but we don't know everything. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Reverend, you can recite some scriptures, but you don't know everything what God got planned for us. But we know one thing. He told us this here, if we would trust. He said, be thou faithful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Unto them. If we just believe what we know right now, then we'll receive a crown one day, Reverend. We'll receive a crown one day, Reverend. Oh, we'll receive a crown one day.
That's right. That's right.
And we'll receive this crown one day. We're going to say, well done, my faithful
servant. Well done.
You was over a few things, but come up a little higher. He said, because I'm going to make you over many things. We don't want to be the one in that other book. He take it over and said, we didn't repent from. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We didn't repent from. So that's a bold statement there, because you might die. You did something before you died, and you didn't get to repent from it. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, I'm not going to let you confuse me. Hey, Reverend.
Amen.
I'm not going to let you confuse me. I believe in my heart, my sincerity of the love that God had for me and the love he put restoring me, that he's going to allow me to come on in. It won't be because did everything so great. It won't be because I crossed every T and dot every I. Because I know in this old natural body that I am in, that I'm bound to make a mistake. But I find out right now, wherever I'm conscious to that mistake, help me, Holy Spirit, I try my best to repent and ask God Reverend, to help me in my weakness. Help me, Lord. Oh, preacher. Oh, teacher. Help me, Lord. so we can help others. Help me, Lord, so we can help others. Help me, Lord, so we can help others. And I believe, I'm just crazy enough to believe this, Reverend, that I, with the journey that we've been on this short time, that God will say, well done. I know I'm not gonna live by my mind. Oh, I ain't gonna let you. I don't care what you think, you know. I ain't gonna let you steal mine. You know why? Because I've been redeemed. Oh yeah. When they say, let the redeem of the Lord say what?
Of the Lord.
But it
says,
say so.
Praise the Lord.
So I've been redeemed.
Yes, sir.
If I had the songwriter's song, I'm about to get that song, Brother Nutty. He said, I've been redeemed. I've been bought with the Christ. Jesus has paid my life. If anybody asks you, they ask you, what, Reverend, can you tell me this?
Tell them.
Because you know I asked some of this. If anybody asks you
who I am, tell them.
I am. That's what I'm talking about. I know you know.
Yes,
I am.
Sir. Praise
the
Lord.
You know why I say that? Reverend Henry is sick. Because they gave him a notice that he's been tested positive, right? But look at him on the phone. He said he wasn't going to say nothing, that he's going to be on mute. But look at him. Look at him right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Can't tell me, Lord. Ain't coming.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody can't tell me.
Thank you, Lord.
I see the.
Thank
when
you,
they talk about that beast, brothers and sisters, they talk about that beast being healed. Oh, him. That is a false thing there. That is something to get you to trust in somebody. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart that you can look in your house and look at yourself and know that you are God have healed you and God have delivered you. Somebody had counsel. Somebody might still have it, and he given them some sustained power to listen to this word today. Somebody might
thank
be a hellion, and God moved that time out of your mind and say,
thank
I want to stop time for a minute.
I
want to stop time for a minute. What did the doctor say? He said with this, but Reverend Henry, I'm going to tell you, you heal. Yeah, I know that
thank
you said
you
got something in your blood,
thank
but
you
heal. That's the kind of God.
Thank you, Lord.
He can stop time and then let time
thank
keep on
you,
rolling.
Lord.
And while you sit up on the phone, ain't cost damn time.
Thank
tell
you,
me
Lord.
What God won't do.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell
thank
me,
you,
God.
Lord.
That's the fruit
thank
of the
you,
labor.
Lord.
That's the fruit of the labor. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank
I'm
you,
gonna
Lord.
Tell y'all this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this, and you know, prior in the fruit, you know, come old job. But let me tell you this here. That don't mean I don't love you guys, man. You know, I hate when I can't get on because I ain't talking about like this doing what I'm doing right. I love hearing my brothers teaching and preaching. I love hearing
praise
people testifying. I love because it's build my day and start my day because I do know that this is how we're supposed to do. If we start in our day like this, my brothers and sisters, don't you know that'll take some stress off of you? You ask the older people. Some older people. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm talking about older people, right? I'm talking about somebody past the 70 mark, right? And I'm talking about somebody maybe 90, 80, 90. They ask you, ask them, is this a baby? Reverend, that's a baby. See, what you need to do is stop worrying so much. Stress will kill your baby.
Right. That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Stress will hurt your baby. That's what they tell us. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
you know,
what
don't
they
let
tell
that, baby, I don't, baby, don't worry about it, baby. She said, that's it, pray. In times like this, pray. These people used to walk out the field. Oh, hear me. I remember my grandfather, my grandparents. They walk out the field singing the song. Just another day. That's the Lord.
That's the Lord.
He kept me. He kept me. Just another
Hallelujah.
Day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you give me that little verse that song? Just another day.
That's
the Lord.
Reverend the Lord.
He has kept me.
He has kept me. Thank you, Lord.
Remember my grandfather just told me about this. Man, we picked cotton. I'm being true for y'all. I know this ain't no black history, but history is always in my heart. You know what? They pick cotton. They put on and work for so many, what we call 15 and 20 cents. You know what I'm talking about? They work like a Hebrew shit, and they sung a song. Just another day. That the Lord. He kept me, Rev.
Yes, sir.
He kept me. Ooh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have the day like we did. Man, we don't even have to go to them things like that no more. We don't have to worry about things like that no more. We're not in bondage no more. Well, we're in bondage now because we allow sin to cover us. Be free. And sit full with God's presence. And let me tell you this in leaving. I love you. If it was anything I said that you couldn't understand, if it's anything was presented that you couldn't understand, if it was something crossed up, if we need to go a little farther with it, we can go on this side or even on the back line. We ask you to keep us in prayer. You know, I'm asking for all of us to keep us all in prayer, that we all keep God first. I thank God for this ministry. I thank how I bless our brother another to be able to have time to do what he do. Reverend and Brother Darrell, sisters and brothers to come
praise
out
the Lord.
And want to hear the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
This being in the service, it helps me all day long. It caused me to, when I want to do something stupid, Brother Nutty, I'm talking about Eric, want to do something stupid, I think about this morning. I think about what we just had just now. And it helps me to go on in this day. It caused me to pray more.
Even watch this here.
I'm gonna give you a little. I'm gonna be transparent. Transparent means you open up so you can see something. Even if I did something wrong, I find myself contemplating back and forth is what I need to do, and somewhere find out to say, Lord, forgive me. And he said, well, Eric, we want me to forgive you, but go forgive Reverend Henry first. Don't forgive. Don't tell Reverend Henry you did wrong. You know, tell him. You know that he calls me to. Look at myself. And
that's right. That's
I'm not
right.
saying I'm not perfect. He called me to do this because there's a people that want forgiveness or receive forgiveness. They want to be mad.
That's right.
And they want to be mad because this is my man. Brother Reddy. I mean, sisters and brothers. I'm mad. I don't want you stopping me being mad. They call me no down, low down, and they say I'm a bootleg preacher. They call they say everything about you. Trust me, they did Jesus worse. They crucified
Oh,
help me, Holy Spirit. They crucified
That's
him.
Right.
I know I said I was stupid because I go to Calvary for a minute. They crucified They crucified him so hard, Jesus said, forgive them, but they not know what they do. Then he gave up the ghost, Reverend. Then there was a centurion there and saw how the cosmic of the world at the night hour, it got dark. The veil of the church split in half. And he said, surely, this must be the Son of God. It changed his mind, Reverend. It changed his mind. But that wasn't right. He got in this old bar too, Reverend. Come with me for a minute. He got in this old bar too for a minute, Reverend. You know what he did, Reverend? It was bar. He wasn't gonna be that long, Reverend. He told them if you harm the body, you tear it down, he'll raise it back up in 3 days. They didn't know what he was talking about. They thought he was talking about a physical temple and said it took 46 years to build it. He said, you just do it, I'm gonna show you. Hey, Reverend, they put him in on Friday night.
3 days.
Reverend. That's what they did, Reverend. You know what they did, Reverend? He stayed there all Saturday night, all Saturday day, Reverend. But one day we found out one Sunday, early one Sunday morning, he got up with all his hands. So you and I, see, that's the story, John. Stay with the story that he got up for all of us. He didn't get up because you was good. He got up because he know all of us need a position, and he is that position. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let him doctor on you, ask Reverend Henry. And I tell you, I love you.
Thank you,
again,
Lord.
I'm going to be quiet, y'all. I love you. You can't do nothing about it.
Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, I so thankful for this day. So thankful for this morning. So thankful for this hour. Thankful that, you know, as you was teaching, I'm hearing the Lord teaching me, I'm hearing the Lord, listening at him unfolding some things, and he even taught me something this morning about faith and why he used faith, because this beast, you know, men today, they have to see things before they believe them, you know, have to be shown to them before they believe. That's why he wrote in the scripture that it's blessed for those that have not seen. Because when you have not seen nothing, you have to move by faith. You have to move by faith. And see, they worship that beast because they've seen him. But see, God wants you to worship him in spirit, in the truth, because that spirit is that what will connect us. Connect us. And that's why sight is not faith. But spiritual faith is sight. So, man, he was just unfolding it, and I was just over here just writing it down. And that's why we won't be in that number. See, because we believe God at his word. We believe God, for we have accepted what he has done. So there are no miraculous things that he have to do. We love him when he do it, but we believe it already. But see, those that have to have some great wonder done before them before they can believe, those are the people that are able to be deceived. Hallelujah. But thank God. Thank God for his wonderful words this morning. Thank God for, oh, hallelujah, his blessing me, because I didn't think I was going to be able to be on. But, oh, thank you, Lord. He has blessed. So I just want to tell him, thank you. Thank you for his word. Thank you for his strength. Thank you for his love. Thank you for that prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to tell God, thank you. Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful today. And oh, hallelujah. Oh, that we would sit down and just consider God. Just let him talk to you. Read his word, hoping and expecting to hear from him in the name of Jesus. We just tell him thank you for your service this morning. Thank you, Rev, for your teaching. Thank you, Brother Nutty, for your prayers and your music ministry. We give God all the glory, all the praise, all the honor in Jesus' name. Thank you for a mother continuing to be in attendance. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God, our Father, for another chance. Hallelujah. Another time. Another. Oh, you sitting down and you making it so plain to us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I know, man, you're going to talk later, but can I say this? Because I know they pressed some time. But don't you know you haven't called now time?
Yeah.
You haven't. Thank you, Jesus. You know now time. You know why?
Yeah. Thank
healing.
You, Jesus.
Healing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
healing.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Has covered your heart. Even
thank
if you,
you
do
Jesus.
It, though. Healing. Healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Has covered your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
You thought another thing, but God said, not so. I want you to speak this morning. I want
thank
you to pray this morning. If you know somebody, let's do this here. If you know somebody and you don't know nobody, well, you want to step in with somebody, I want you to do something for me, y'all. He said, here you go. I want everybody, you don't have to say one word, hit the one button. We want to do a soft prayer on breathing. Someone might be going through something.
Thank you, Lord.
Clear their lungs.
Lord.
And we want to do it three times.
Thank
and at
you,
the,
Lord.
At the third time, I want us to say, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I want, if you're not in agreement, don't push the one button. But if you're in agreement you might not know nobody. If you just want to stand in for the world of God, God's got in control of the world. And you want someone to be healed, I want you to hit that one button. And we're gonna breathe in and out. Three times, on that third time, we want to say, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I want us to do this because we want to thank God for his healing over this land. I want you to do this. And I found out, Reverend, I found out this. When we do things like this here, someone received the healing. Someone
received
God's healing. I'm going to say it one more time. God's healing. Now, brother, you're going to have to help me with it. If we don't need but two or three, right? But I want to say this.
We got them.
We got them. I'm gonna say this again for everybody else and everybody else. If we can't see you over here, if you listen by internet or if you listen anywhere, I want you to hold your hand if you can't physically be on the broadcast. Hold your hand, preferably if it's both hands. Hold them up, and we want to breathe three times in and out. On that third time, I want everybody to say, "Thank you, Jesus." And then if you want to go a little farther, in the name of Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So, we ready, Nutty? We good, Nutty?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we good.
Okay. Now, we're going to inhale and exhale. We're going to do it at the sound of my voice right now. Watch this here. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your healing, Lord.
Thank you
for your covering of us, Lord. Thank you for your love for how we do it, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for how you put this ministry together. Thank you, Lord, for all the work.
Thank you, Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you for healing Brother and Reverend Henry, Lord. Thank you for healing Brother Darrell, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For healing all the brothers and sisters we do know and we don't know, Lord. Lord, whether they can't hear you right now, Lord, we pray for the ones not even on the phone. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your healing, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Amen. Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Man. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm asking. My wife, Sister Louise. If she'll just give us a little bit of... I shall never let go his hand. Just another day that the Lord has kept me.
For you. time, I'm going to say this for me. It's just another day.
Christ came, hallelujah, hallelujah, And all he wants is to repent. All they have done for you, like Scripture says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent before this beast he allows to come and raise up out of the sea and the earth. Repent, know, and be connected with the Lord, with his spirit. Hallelujah. So you won't be deceived with the world and follow after the wrong thing of deception. But come, hallelujah, and learn of him. Take his yoke upon you. Because see, his yoke is easy and his burdens, they are light. Your burdens may be heavy, but with God helping you, it becomes light. It becomes light.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're weary in life's struggle, find your rest in the Lord. Thank you, Amy. But for better than gold, it's better than gold she gives off. For better than gold. Hallelujah. What a shiny wishes you have been chasing in life. What shiny wishes have you, what have you sought after in your life's journey? What dreams have you been chasing? Where could the path of wisdom take you instead? This is better than gold, to have the treasures of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To have salvation is far better. Hallelujah. And with Jesus, he can make it better. Hallelujah. Yeah. When I tell you don't have dreams or don't have gold, but make sure we take Jesus with us, and he'll help us to be a good steward, so the things that we're wishing after, that we sought after, will not become a curse unto us. Hallelujah. But he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. More abundantly, that we don't lose sight of him. Hallelujah. On this side, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Better than gold. An invitation to rest. Praise the Lord.
Brother Nutty and Brother Rev, I mean, I know we got to get off this line. I know we do. Y'all still there? Can y'all? If I could I read this, man? Because Reverend cited something to me. Man, I love God, man. I love people.
Praise the Lord.
Because it was a time, man. I didn't feel this way, man. But God, when we look at Revelation, if you don't get nothing, please
praise
get
the Lord.
Be a worshiper of God.
That's it.
Be a worshiper of God. If you do it right now, and when this time comes, because it's going to come, you would know who you worshiping. It won't be so, when you see another person come up and ask you to lift up and buy and sell, all this stuff come up. Brothers and sisters, I believe everybody on this phone by the sound of my voice will not have that problem. You are written in the book of life, and God is going to let you know. Because Revelation is God communication to the people concerning of himself. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Revelation is God communication to the people concerning of himself. And in his plan for salvation. Y'all hear me? He's communicating
us. Beautiful.
He's communicating to us. He's communicating with us. So if you haven't read the Bible, if you haven't read, I ask you to start in the book of John. I ask you to read the book of John twice. Then go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then go read the Old Testament. And then read Matthew through Revelation. Once you do all this, my brothers and sisters, I'm not saying you're going to pronounce every word in there, but just read it. You know what I'm talking about? Get you a dictionary there. Get you something there to help you to study there. Get you maybe a commentary or something to help you there. A Bible with some kind of commentary at the bottom of it, you know. And read it. And read it. And I'm telling you, the more you read it, the closer you're going to get to God. I know I'm right about it. I'm not saying you're a called preacher. I'm not saying that. But we all can be a representative of Christ. Let's stand and quit falling from everything. I love you, brothers. Thank you, Brother Nell. I just want to add that in there. I thank y'all for letting me come on, man. Be part of you, brothers, man. I don't take that for granted, you know.
If anyone want to say something, hit the one button twice, it'll put your hand back up. If anyone got anything to say, or want to testify, test the prayer.
Oh, we got the, you see that? I got, I think, Aunt Martha. Did I send that out? Aunt Martha?
Well, I
touch in my head. Did I send that out about, she want prayer, right? For her grandbabies. Okay. I'm looking at that right now.
Great grand. She got a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
The other day.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So that's our kin folks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our careful. Yeah. I'm so tempted to say her nickname.
I'm gonna leave her alone.
But I tell you what, God is good, man. And you know, we often, man, pray for our children, man. This is a great grand, you know. And we pray for God, man, to all the ones that are going through right now in labor, man, and having a successful process in the labor and no problems. If it's any problem, God be in the midst to help that too, you know. And we pray for the doctors, that God use the hands. Sometimes the baby don't come out right. They have to turn the baby around. You know what I'm talking about? And wherever it is to get the procedures to work right, you know. And we want to pray. And, Brother Nutt, I sent it to you for a reason. You've been praying, brother.
Brother D just hit the one button there, bro.
Hey, man. No, hey. Good morning, my brother. Good morning. I'm in this mall trying to talk around North. I just want to touch base with my brother and know that I'm here listening. My brother sent me a text message. And he was on, I'm like, you know, I'm listening. Another great word. So I thank you guys again for gathering and hoping and praying that we can do the same thing tomorrow. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Love you guys, sir.
And Brother Eric, if you don't mind, I'd like to agree with you that if you don't know anything and you start reading the New Testament and you read Matthew and through all the way through John, and if you can handle Acts, and that'll be great. And once you get to Romans 10 and 9 and 10, you're going to see the Bible shift into high gear, and it's going to start telling you from that point on how to live, how to walk in God, how to be a believer, a Christian in God's in eyesight. And he can, don't do this. Love is not puffed up. It's not, you know, it keeps no record of wrong. It tells you that if you are a brother, you are a believer, you find your brother in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore them gently. And then it tells you that, you know, how could these voices and things come, like when you said over in the book of Revelation, you will know. Galatians said that, oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? You know who saved you. And it teaches how to live. Love your brothers and things like that. Yeah. So I agree. And then if you go back into the Old Testament, now you see where all that came from. And I agree with you on that. And that's really the way they should do it. Go through the New Testament, Matthew through, and when you get to Romans, it tells you all about your sins and foolishness. But then if you get here, it says, now what? Thou art saved. Now it teaches you from that on, you know, off your body as a living sacrifice. You know, then it teaches you, hey, man, everybody is sin. Don't let nobody hold you in your sin. Everybody is falling short, you know. So nobody's going to, you know, and so you just keep going on. You know, obey the government, you know, and things like that. It tells you these things.
Yeah.
The government should obey the Bible, the word of God.
That's
but
it.
We don't
That's
do that all the time. So everything we see is a teaching moment, and we read it the other day. With constant use, you will know and distinguish the difference between good and evil. You got to read the Bible.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I agree with you what you said. I agree with you.
Because
if you went to Revelation, you definitely can go back to Daniel and see what's going on. Like you said, it complements each other. So I agreed. I was smiling when you said that. So I just wanted to say that I agree totally with you with that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I like that, man.
Because that's...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
No, you good.
I was just coming to mind my brothers. I know we're for the word, but tonight before you lay down or during the course of the day when you fast, you want to pray. Let's keep brother prayer with completed in our prayers. One of our racing brothers, I was told yesterday that he was doing a little better, but we know how this thing can be.
Let's say it one more time.
It can give you.
I understand.
Brother,
Puerto Rican,
one of our brothers, Puerto Rican Pete.
Okay.
Yeah, we call him Puerto Rican Pete. One of our racing brothers. We on here, we know how this thing can do. It'll give you false hope and then snatch it from you. So we hoping and praying that he continue to grow stronger health wise. And hopefully this will be a learning lesson for him afterwards, because it's truly gonna take the Lord and the Lord only to pull you through this thing. So let's just keep him in prayer, my brothers. I got background noise here, so hope y'all just bear with me. We truly can't make it without it. Yes, sir. We can't make it without it. Amen.
And that's what this ministry about. You know, and I know from the bottom of my heart that we have to pray for one another, man. I've been taught, man, and I love my home. I love everybody that comes through my house. I love all my children, my grandkids. But I do know that we need to pray for one another. Sometimes I pray, I don't hear none of them, no one, none of them, but God knows my heart with that, though. But I might just pray for Reverend Henry. I might just pray for Brother D. You know what I'm talking about? You know, if we just pray for one another. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Sometimes it might, he might put somebody on your mind you would least suspect. You know what I'm talking about? And just pray for him, you know? Yeah. And that's what we hear. And I thank God for the words, man, of encouragement, what you brothers came in. That's what we do here. I still love that famous scripture, brother Tim. Earn, shop, and earn. I still believe that one. Yes, sir. Not to forget that as we help one another. You know, we strengthen the Bible. The body. And strengthen the body, we kingdom building. And then when that, they can hear from you, they can hear from myself, Reverend, Brother D, anybody. They might can't get it from me. I might be saying something they can't tap into, you know, but it might be.
You may not understand.
Somebody to say something. Yeah, yeah, I don't have no problem with that. You know what I'm
saying? For
those that didn't get it. Those that don't get that when you say iron sharp iron, you hear me sound. I got this background of, I'm so sorry, but I tell you, you know, I say all the time, the Lord will not leave you ignorant, and He left no stones unturned. He made sure man can get it. Look at the Bible says, "Fret not." So assemble yourself, you one with another. Yeah, fret not. If we assemble ourselves together like we do on this morning service, one gonna teach one. Someone gonna learn something. I learn something every morning. There's a verse, there's a sentence, there's a word. Something sticks with me through the morning service, Monday through Friday, twice on Tuesday. So let's continue to do what we're doing. But let's pray at the Lord, pray our strength in the Lord, and pray the Lord carry us through. But this is the last Thursday we're going to see in this year. Let's pray the Lord carry us into the new year, praising God. Tell God, thank you. That's all. I'm gonna get on music. Got this music in the background.
Brother, you are young enough to remember this. Yeah, somebody told you.
That's right.
That alone.
That's me.
He has kept. Somebody told you that. You young enough to know that.
Yes. You kept me. Yes.
I'm telling you,
and
now,
Brother Eric,
come on with it, Doug. Come on.
I was just going to say, when you always mention iron sharpens iron, my old mentor, old Deacon Wilson, used to tell me, let me make it a little plain for you and keep it simple. We are not independent of each other, but we are interdependent on each other. We need each other to walk in this life. We need each other to walk in this thing, because if we don't, you know, even in your, it's just one of them things. You kept it simple. We are not independent of each other, but we are interdependent on each other.
That's right here. That was, if it was ever been proven, that was proven Tuesday evening, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
We proved that Tuesday between myself, Brother Tim, Brother Eric, and Brother Dog. So every question that my brother asked, it was all biblical, and it was so lovely. But one of us going to have an answer for it.
Yes, sir.
One of us going to have an answer for it. One of us going to be able to help the other. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I wanna say this again, brothers. It's truly a blessing, man. I mean, we don't give people their flowers. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. While they yet physically can hear and smell them. You know what I'm talking about? I know this ain't gonna sound right. I know this ain't gonna sound right to a lot of people. But when they laying down in that casket, that marine, brothers and sisters, it's gonna be hard for them to hear you there. Matter of fact, they can't. You know what I'm talking about? I won't do that there. So give them flowers while they yet live. Go by and tell somebody you love them, man. You know what I'm talking about? I got an ain't it, man. I got an ain't it, man. I tell you, my God, I went to see her, man, and she didn't know who I was, man. You know, and then she asked me, who told you to come by? You know. Who told you to come by? And that, I mean, man, this woman changed my diaper, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, man, and I ask God, man, from the bottom of my heart, to keep me in my right mind. Lord, keep me in my right mind. You know, and she's still here, but I just thank God for how the situation she's going through. You know, but I just ask y'all, man, to keep her in your prayer, man. You know, my auntie, you know, she, it's tough, man. You know, because I just could call her Brother D, and we'll start a sentence. She'll finish it out, you know. You know, you know, and, I just tell you, boy, life brings a transition that man can't understand sometimes, you know. But I do know one thing on this old earth that we live in. It's just a part-time thing. We're not here for permanent. I believe in my heart one day soon and very soon we all going to have an opportunity.
We're going to see the king.
There you go.
We're going.
He's going to straighten it all out. He's going to
straighten
it
all out. Straighten it all out. Yes, he is. Yes,
yeah,
he is.
He's
going to
straighten it out, man. So y'all keep all those in prayer, too, on that, too. Puerto Rican Pete. All the brothers and sisters are in that COVID thing or whatever that disease they want to bring out and say we under now. You know, our sister, our Annie, Martha, her grandbabies, and any babies have been born here recently or on their way. We just want to lift them up. You know what I'm talking about? I wasn't going to put nothing on the spot, but I see he didn't crawl back in the weeds, I think. But I want to say this with love, brothers, you know, that if it be God's will, I meant this.
I don't know why that name, if Devo can slip out, I don't know why that name don't just slip out. He won't be mad for love. But you know, I want to tell my brother something that's serious. You know, I joke a lot, but I'm serious this time because it happened to Brother D. Man, listen, if you have an art with a brother, do what the Bible say.
Yeah.
Abide by the word of God. You know, I have, and now I'm going to show you something, brother. And I'm dead serious when I say this. 1983, I believe. I believe 1993, I lost the uncle that I wasn't speaking to. And you find out that you was mad for nothing. It didn't make any sense at all.
Come on,
I can't go speak to him now. I can go to his graveside and talk to him. I turn blue in the face. He can't hear me now. Don't go into 2022 with the altar against a brother, man, because I promise you, whatever it is, it's truly nothing.
Come on, man.
Leave me when I say it's truly nothing.
Nothing.
It's truly nothing. Yeah, I heard my brother Eric say once that a young man was angry, and he said, man, I forgot. When was it? I don't remember when it was. It's been so long.
Don't even remember, yeah.
You'll find yourself angry, and another person is going on about their business. So don't let 2022 catch you. I got this background music in the background. I'm sorry. But don't let 22 brothers catch you going in. Because I promise you, life can. You know, he woke up that morning, and they called and told us that he had expired. Munchie said he grabbed a mattress to pull himself over and had a massive heart attack right there. 47 years old. And I can't talk to him now. Don't do it, brother. I'm sorry. I'm a little mute.
What saying that, man, I'm telling y'all, it's the reason why God got us saying this, by don't let a day go by with something in your heart you know you need to do. Do it. Hey, God give you strength. God will give you strength. He give you the words to say, to don't have to cover nothing up. Let it be from the heart. And sometimes the heart come real raw and uncut sometimes, Reverend, Brother D and Brother Jan. It come real raw and uncut. But allow the grace of God to be able to mend and receive correction and receive reproof. It's better now than receiving from this side. You're ready for man to do it than God. You're ready for man to do it than God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother Nutter.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you got it in your hand, man. You got it in your hand. If you can do it, if you can pray, brother.
Yeah, I got it, bro.
Pray,
if you can hear me.
Watch this here. I got you. And watch this here, my brothers and sisters. If it be God's will, we'll try our best to be here tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you this here. No one know the end, because we don't know who going to be here tomorrow. We don't know someone might not be able to come. But we want to let you know, if God allows us to be here tomorrow, we'll try our best to be here and present God's love again. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your love. And we just thank you, man. We thank everybody for coming. Please keep us in your prayer, that we always keep God first. Thank you, Brother Nutty.
Everyone, have a blessed. I'm gonna say this now, everyone. I have enjoyed it. Have a blessed day. And with that being said, I'm gonna say, Father God, we wanna thank you again for allowing us to see another day by your grace and mercy. Wanna send a special prayer out to my Aunt Martha and her newly born great grand as they go to the doctor today. I wanna pray for my brother Monty. Asked me to pray for him this morning because he's just going through. He's just pray for him and his family. I also want to pray for God's plan and everyone on here listening and everybody that's going through something. Just let them know, God, that you can't do anything without you, God. God, when you wrap your arms around them, just make them feel comfortable. The good, the bad. You know, we all go through things someday, God. Just thank you for being God Almighty. Just wrap the protection. People that's going through the COVID, diabetes, heart attacks, and any other sickness out there, just thank you for being God. Just you know your plan. We're just a part of your plan. God, just continue to bless me, my family, and God's plan as we try to put your word out, speak the word. God, pray for me as I try to get stronger every day and day on and day on. Just pray for everyone that's around me. Pray for my wife, family, just pray for the whole world entirely, because we need healing right now. We need some understanding right now, y'all, because we still got some people that's lost. We still got some people that are lost and misled. So God, just continue to try to strengthen me and others to get people to understand and to follow your word. This being said, God, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I need a healing for my soul. Give me a healing for my soul. I need a healing for my soul. For my soul, cause I'm tired of crying all night, just for my soul, Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee, to take away this pain and misery, cause God, I just can't do this by myself, I need a help, Lord,
I need a healing for my soul.
Gave my body and my soul away. Now I come to you, cause I need to be whole. Heal my soul, Lord.
I need a healing for my soul.
Yeah,
give me a healing for my soul.
Please heal me.
For
oh,
my
I'm
soul.
So broken heart.
Give me a healing for my soul.
I'm torn apart.
I need
thank you, Lord. Oh, I just wanna thank you, Lord. You've been so good, help me say it. Help me say it this morning, you've been good. Help me say it this morning, you've been.